Acts, chapter 25. Now, when Festus had come into the province after 3 days, he came up from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief of the Jews informed him against Paul and asked him and desired a favor from him that he would send for him to come to Jerusalem, laying in wait along the road to kill him. But Festus answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea and that he himself would depart shortly, for there he said, "Let them, therefore, who among you are able, go down with me and accuse this man if there is any wickedness in him." And when he had stayed among them more than 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. And when he had come, the Jews who came down from Jerusalem stood around and laid many and grievous complaints against Paul, which they could not prove, while he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor yet against Caesar, have I offended anything at all. But Festus, willing to do the Jews a pleasure, answered Paul and said, "Will you go up to Jerusalem and there be judged about these things before me?" Then Paul said, "I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews, I have done no wrong, as you very well know, because if I am an offender or have committed any thing worthy of death, I do not refuse to die. But if there are none of these things of which these accuse me, no man may deliver me to them. I appeal to Caesar." Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, "Have you appealed to Caesar?" "To Caesar, you go, and after certain days, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea to salute Festus. And when they had been there many days, Festus declared Paul's cause to the king, saying, there is a certain man left in bonds by Felix, about whom, when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me, desiring to have judgment against him, to whom I answered, it is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before he who is accused has the accuser's face to face and has the right to answer for himself concerning the crime laid against him. Therefore, when they had come here without any delay in the morning, I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought forth, against whom, when the accusers stood up, they brought no accusation of such things as I supposed, but had certain questions against him of their own superstition and of one Jesus, who was dead, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. And because I doubted of such manner of questions, I asked him whether he would go to Jerusalem and there be judged of these matters. But when Paul had appealed to be reserved to the hearing of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept until I might send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, I would also hear the man myself tomorrow. He said, you shall hear him. And in the morning, when Agrippa had come, and Bernice with great pomp, and had entered into the place of hearing with the chief captains and principal men of the city at Festus' commandment, Paul was brought forth, and Festus said, King Agrippa and all men who are here present with us, you see this man about whom all the multitude of the Jews have dealt with me, both at Jerusalem and also here, crying that he ought not to live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, and that he himself has appealed to Augustus, I have determined to send him, of whom I have no certain thing, to write to my Lord. Therefore, I have brought him, forth, before, you, and, specially, before, you, O King Agrippa, that, after, examination, I might have somewhat to write, because it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner and not with him describe the crimes laid against him.